Hi there. You're listening to Terry Telford from TheBusinessProfessional.com, and we're very lucky to have someone who is an extraordinary marketing person, both online and offline. His name is Jeff Sands, and he's actually developed a direct marketing, direct mail business. He's been in the mail order business for 22 years, and he's built a list of over 500,000 people. But that's not even the most impressive part. The actual really impressive part is the 500,000 people are not just prospects, they're actually customers. So he has 500,000 customers on his list. Now, he's all basically from the offline world, but he's also stepped into the online limelight, you could say. And he's got some very interesting stories and perspective about doing online business as opposed to working in the offline world. And today, Jeff's actually let me pick his brains for a little while and get kind of an insight into the world of direct mail, both from online and an offline perspective. So first of all, I'd like to say thank you very much for being with us here today, Jeff.
Well, the pleasure is all mine, and you're very, very welcome, Terry.
Ah, I appreciate it. Maybe we can start off with a bit of history about you. How did you kind of, or where did you come from, and how did you get where you are today?
Well, actually, I was born in New York City, actually Brooklyn, New York, and went to school there, moved out to Long Island, which is a little further out of the city in the suburbs, and graduated high school, went to college, and went on to become a dentist. Practiced dentistry for about 15 years and really did not like what I was doing at all.
Oh.
I found it made me very nervous. It was very technical. It wasn't my orientation at all. And by the time I hit the age of 40 years old, I was a nervous wreck from practicing dentistry. And most people don't know it, but dentists have the highest suicide rate and the highest rate of depression of any profession.
Really?
And I suffered from both of those things. And I started one day, I came into my office, there was a piece of junk mail laying on my desk. And I opened it up, and it was really interesting. It was talking about starting a business at home that could make you some money, and it wasn't anything, but it really piqued my interest. It had a lot of benefits in there about how you could work from home, how you can earn money, how it, you know, you could do it in a legitimate fashion, and for whatever reason, I signed up, and I bought the program. I forgot about it. A few weeks later, the program came in the mail, and I looked at it, and it wasn't something I would do, but it was something that was really creative and something that where someone could really make money if they went and did this, and I was totally impressed. So I just kind of put it aside and forgot about it, but kept it in the back of my mind. Obviously, whoever I bought that from put me on some type of a mailing list, and I started to get some different mailers. A lot of the mailers I got were really junky, and I just tossed them. They were things like chain letters and things like that.
Right.
But one day I got a magazine in the mail, unsolicited. It was called Income Opportunities. And I looked through it, and I saw these ads over and over, full-page ads, one-inch ads, classified ads, advertising all these different business opportunities. So I started sending away for them, and I became a business opportunity junkie. And I really started to see. I figured out after a while, I was paying $10, $12 at the time, $25 was a lot of money, but I saw what these people had invested in a little book or a little piece of paper, or a few sheets of paper, and some of the ideas were wonderful. Most of the ideas weren't, but some of them were. And it just started to interest me, and creative writing was always my forte. When I was in school, I never really paid much attention to punctuation or spelling. Now, with computers, it's so great with spell check and all that, I look like $1 million. But I used to write compositions, and my teachers used to send them back to me all marked up with misspellings and everything, and on the top it would say A++.
Wow.
And they would say to me, "Wow, you're some writer. You know, you ought to go into writing." And I never really gave it much thought. But I always was able to write great letters to convince people of things. Like one time the IRS, for example, gave me a late fee of $5,000 told me I filed something late when I didn't know any taxes. I went to a couple of different accountants, and they all said this, and they said that, and you can't fight it, and it's difficult. So I went home, and I wrote a letter. And I wrote the letter carefully. I went over it. It took me a while. But as soon as the IRS got the letter, they apologized for the $5,000 refund. So I have...
you got the IRS to reverse a charge against you.
Yeah. You know, I explained it to them logically.
Yeah.
Explained exactly what happened in a very logical, sensible, non-confrontational way. And they responded to me in a nice way. And I have a way about me that allows me to really go through life very easily because I treat people very fairly and I know how to express myself to people. And I learned one of my philosophies is to treat everyone like they're a long-lost friend.
Cool.
And if you do that, even in your writing or even when you meet someone and speak to them, you're going to go real far in this world because people always want a friendly face. People want recognition. And that's what people don't get. So I always use those things. In my dental practice, I was a very successful dentist because I was a great communicator.
Uh-huh.
But I just didn't like the idea of doing the physical task of being a dentist. It made me very nervous.
So what was the next step for you then? I mean, you got your a lot of different junk mail in, you know, filling
well,
up your post office box.
I decided to look into certain things, and I heard I wanted to start doing things to kind of help the universe instead of just take money out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that there were a lot of credit repair things going on. And at the time, I had gotten divorced, and my credit wasn't so good. So I decided to look into what credit repair is and credit repair isn't. And I read all these books and everything else, and I went to an attorney, and I said to the attorney, what's with these credit repair services? What can they do? What can't they do? Well, she explained it to me. And I said to her, would you write a book on that for me? Or outline it for me? And we did. She outlined it for me, and then I wrote the book myself.
Wow.
Then I wrote a sales letter to sell the book, and I tested it, and it really worked. I was selling those books like crazy. So I said, gee, I want to do things a little bit different. And I made this a very part of my career.
Uh-huh.
Most of my career, most of my programs are based on having affiliates or distributors doing the work
right
for me. So I advertised this program as a no-nonsense way to $500 a day. And I sold them the whole program. They got the sales letter. They got reprint rights to the book. And they were able to go out then and sell the book. Also, brand my name as things were going on.
Now, just to interrupt for a second, when is all this happening? Is this like...
This is in the late 80s.
Late 80s?
Yeah, 86, 87.
Okay, so you're doing stuff back in the 80s that's actually just surfaced now online, on the internet marketing scene as kind of... The new thing, well, I shouldn't say new thing, it's been around for about 2 or 3 years, but I mean, resale rights and private label rights and whatnot now in the internet marketing scene is just, I mean, that's
right.
Know,
I was really the first one to do it that I know of.
Isn't that cool? And this is all offline.
Yeah, and it was all offline. Then I decided that I was collecting a lot of names on my mailing list that I would offer distributorship to people who could sell my names for me and get a good part of the profits.
Right.
So that was the next program I developed, and it was the how to turn your junk mail into cash kind of thing. And I had many different variations of it, and it was also very successful.
And how did that work? What was the process there?
Basically, they would mail out the flyers with a cover letter that I would give them.
Mm-hmm.
They would collect the orders from the list. They would keep half the money, send me the other half along with shipping and handling, and I would drop ship under their label the names of their customer.
All right.
This became a giant part of my business because our names are very excellent because they're all buyers. And usually the average person if they in this country, if they want to go to a list broker and buy names, they have to buy a minimum of 3 to 5,000.
Okay.
The average guy goes to a magazine, and in that magazine they see these names for, you know, 1,000 names, $20, and will triple your first order free. These names are less than 30 days old.
Uh-huh.
Well, I found out, interestingly enough, a guy once called me and said, I'd be glad to pay you 10 cents for all your names that you use. If you give them to me, well, I've just a whole chunk of money. If at that time I was doing 20,000 names a month.
Wow.
And I'm saying, kind of, God, give me 10 cents each. That kind of adds up. So I started selling them. Meantime, he was getting them when they were a year old from me and selling them as new because, he, you know, less than 30 days because he just got them.
Because he just bought them.
And then I said, uh-oh, there's a hole in the market here, and I think I'm going to fill it. So I stopped doing that, and that's when I led to my distributorship. I said, now let the average guy who's doing a little MLM program or something get the same quality names as someone would have to go to a list broker for, and they, you know, buy 3,000 to 5,000. This guy could never do it.
Right.
So my dealer sold names as few as 100 names.
Wow.
So some average guy can go into an MLM program and actually be successful. And I have people who are still with me today using my name from 1986, 87, 88 till now.
Wow.
And that's how successful. And if you were to call my list broker, which is Macro Mark Incorporated, and my list broker's name is Stephen Keith, they're the largest list broker in the United States, and ask him to name the top three lists, he would name Jeff Sands' list, which we call the Mail Order Marketplace. That used to be the name of my company for over 20 years.
Uh-huh.
Till we moved to Florida, would be one of the top three he mentions, I guarantee it.
Fantastic.
So we've always prided ourselves in that.
So is your business then more a list broking business, or are you actually selling products then to the
No, we're also selling a lot of products as well. There's many, many streams of income that we have. We're involved in multi-level marketing.
Uh-huh.
We're also involved in writing books and publishing books. And what the books that we publish are from real people doing real things, making real money.
So,
for example,
yeah.
I met a guy in New York who was making money taking pictures.
Uh-huh.
And he had an unbelievable system of making money taking pictures. And he explained the business to me. When he explained the business to me, I nearly lost my mind. So I asked him if... I said, this is the greatest business on earth. You could start it with nothing but a camera. And you don't even have to know how to take pictures. And he said, yeah. His pen name is Mike Mansfield. It's a book. It's called Easy Photo Cash.
Uh-huh.
You could find it at easyphotocash.com. This book has been selling since 1987 and never stopped being a top seller because that's how good the program is and how many people really love it. We also publish anything that's a real, that I hear that a real person does, I go out and do. I met a guy where I used to live. He was dressed in overalls at the bank, and one day he came into the bank and he asked the lady a question at the bank, and the lady said, listen, you have to get to the end of the line. So the guy walked up to the next teller and withdrew $3 million from the bank and said, I'm putting it in another account. I said, you can't always judge a book by its cover. I walked over to him and I said, hi. You know, I introduced my name is Jeff Sands, and he told me his name. And we kind of became friends. I said, what do you do? He says, I'm a carpet layer. I said, oh, really? He says, yeah, but my real business is real estate. I said, oh, really? What do you mean? He says, well, I have a way to sell real estate. That's just a little bit different than the average person. I said, would you tell me about it? He said, I'd be glad to. So he and I became really good friends. And he told me every little single thing that he did about selling real estate. I sat, I interviewed him. I put it all down on tape. I said to him, listen, you know, we'll split a percentage, I'll publish your story, and we'll do your real estate course, and how about that? And he said, great. And we've been selling that course for the last 9 years, and it never gets outdated. It's a fantastic way of selling real estate, and so that's one of the products that we offer as well.
And do you have that online as well, or is that strictly offline?
That's online as well. It's called The Missing Factor.
The Missing Factor.
A lot of people miss in buying real estate, and it's themissingfactor.com. You can find the offer.
Cool.
It's really a good one.
Now, what do you do if we take a specific product? Let's take the Missing Factor, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Is it an e-book or is it a physical product?
No, it's a physical. Most of my products are physical products.
Okay.
I have one downloadable e-book, two actually. The Easy Photo Cash is one.
Mm-hmm.
And I also suffered from gout a few years ago.
Right.
And I went to the doctor, and they gave me all kinds of medications that made me feel really worse than the whole disease. So I went out, and I looked for some kind of help I can get naturally, and found it. So I started a website called GoutBusters.com.
Right.
Instead of Ghostbusters, GoutBusters. It's been unbelievable. The reason I made that downloadable, I sell it as a downloadable, and then I send them the physical product as well, is because they're suffering and they need instant relief.
Right.
And they want instant gratification. So I find that selling them that downloadable product and then getting them on my newsletter and then mailing them the physical product is really good. I found that there's two sides on the internet, and downloadable products are good and bad. I found a very high refund rate with some of them.
Mm-hmm.
They say they couldn't download it, they couldn't read it, they couldn't do it. I never had an outrageous refund rate, but since I've been sending the physical product along with the download, refunds are practically zero, where they were at 1% or 2% before.
So whenever the people order, they know that they're going to get a download instantly, plus they're getting a book in the mail?
Correct.
Wow, that's a good system.
You know. And then I met another guy. I mean, I have my eyes all open all the time, and my ears are open all the time. I dabbled in eBay for a while because I wanted to write a book on eBay.
Uh-huh.
Until I found out there's so many books on eBay that, you know, I could go to eBay and learn about eBay rather than
Exactly.
But it was interesting. I wanted to sell a couple things, and I did. And I was so proud of myself. So I went to the post office, and I'm standing there. And there's a guy in the front of the line, and the post office is almost about to close. And he's arguing with the guy left and right. And everyone is waiting online, tapping their feet, going, oh, my God. And I'm saying to myself, I better get this out. I promised it to this guy. You know, I like to deliver whatever I promise when I promise. So the guy is screaming, listen, I sold this stuff on eBay, and I got to get it out today, and you got to put it in the box and get it ready and do it right now. And a guy, I hear the voice of a guy behind me going, that jerk is selling on eBay. I make a fortune buying on eBay, not selling it. And I just pop, my ears pop, and I turned around, and I see this guy sitting in a wheelchair. And I said, excuse me, can we talk? And he said, yeah. He said, well, the post office closed. We sat outside. I said, you make money selling on eBay? You mean buying? He says, yeah. He says, I know something on eBay you could buy for pennies and sell for hundreds of dollars. I said, would you tell me about it? He said, of course I'll tell you about it. And he told me about it. And I was amazed. I went home and I tried it out myself. And I did exactly what he told me. I went to the same spot he told me.
Uh-huh.
I bought exactly what he told me. I sent out an email blast to my list, and I made over $6,000 the first day I tried it. I said, oh, my God.
This is something you bought on eBay.
I bought three things on eBay, and I sold them. Not only that, I had a waiting list of people who wanted more. So it was a matter of just going back to eBay and following this guy's simple step-by-step instructions. So I said, now, here we go. How do you make money, you know, buying, not selling on eBay?
Buying on eBay.
And we call it eBay in reverse. That became an international bestseller. It was like all over England, 50,000 books, all over Australia, all over Canada. Anywhere they spoke English, this book is being sold.
And this was a print product?
It's a print product. And it comes with a CD-ROM that offers some really cool bonuses. So this is how I get my material, from real people, from down-to-earth people, because in the old days, when I first came into the business, I noticed that there were pictures of guys with mansions, with their Rolls Royces, and all talking down to people,
right,
telling them, send me $10 and I'll tell you how to make a millionaire. Here's my bank deposits. Yours are going to be the same. That doesn't really work. It doesn't cut it anymore. I mean, I don't know if it ever did. Maybe it did in those days. But now I find that if Joe tells his friend John, hey, look, I just moved from my single-wide trailer to my double-wide, and I got my new truck, that's much more believable to the average person.
Right, yeah.
So depending on who you're talking to, and who your audience is, I like to talk to them from the person who is, you know, actually doing it. So like this guy, what, Neil Hathaway, who had the eBay in reverse, if you read the sales copy for his letter, it's him talking. He actually gave me the sales copy. That guy was a funny man, and the sales copy is funny. And it's HathawaysSecret.com. It's
Hathaway?
Actually humorous. Everybody, when I showed them the letter, they said, it breaks every rule in the mail order internet world. You're not supposed to be funny. I said, I couldn't help it. This guy was funny.
And what's it called? Hathaway's Secret?
Yes, HathawaysEcret.com.
Hathaway's E-Secret?
No, Hathaway's Secret.
Hathaway's Secret.
So that's still going, too.
So how do you go from creating now? I mean, you create the product then. You write the product.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you have a printer actually print the books, or do you print on demand, or how do you work that?
Well, we have a printer that prints the books, but I have a guy who's really good printing on demand right now.
Okay.
So he's always a couple of weeks ahead of me.
Okay.
And which is really helpful in terms of having, you know, a whole lot of stuff on hand and all kinds of inventory. That's what I liked about the e-book, that you didn't need a whole lot of inventory. You
yeah.
didn't need any, and there was no cost. But I found there's also a ceiling on what you could charge certain people for certain e-books.
Right.
And a lot of the stuff I sell is way beyond that.
What kind of a pricing are you looking at e-books? For example, for Gout Busters?
Gout Busters sells for $37.
And then what about The Missing Factor, for example?
Well, that's not an e-book.
Okay, and it's not available online?
No, it's not available online.
What about eBay in reverse?
That's not an e-book either.
Okay, give me an e-book in the business world that you sell online.
The only one is easyphotocash.com.
Okay, what's the price point on that?
$27.
Okay, so you're online...
I believe it's $37, I'm sorry.
Okay, so online is about $37. What's the price point on The Missing Factor?
The Missing Factor is $97. We have a specialist. It's normally a $397 two-volume course.
Right.
But we have it on special now for $97.
And what's included in that?
It's a two-volume course that's the most comprehensive real estate course I've ever seen in my life.
And volume, so it's two paperback books, or?
Yeah, it's two perfect-bound, beautiful books.
Excellent.
It's about, you know, 400 pages.
So, that's a substantial piece of work.
Yeah, it is.
Now, what do you do? You've got the product then. You've developed the product. What do you do for advertising? How do you start the ball rolling and getting the orders in?
The first thing I do is I go to my own list, which is real lucky. I mean, that's why I've lasted in direct mail so long.
Right.
I get a neat idea, and I test it. I have 500,000 people strong who are waiting to hear from me.
Fantastic.
So I can get a neat idea on Monday, and by 2 weeks from then, the following Friday, have a bundle of cash in my hand.
Wow.
And then I also go and rent other lists, you know, that I know are good.
Uh-huh.
But there aren't many. I'm in a business that is really falling down. More people now, when they're looking to make money or they're looking to solve a problem, which is really what we're trying to do, mm-hmm. is to, you know, find the problem and solve it. Like, that's what Gout does. Or making money does. People don't have money. You want to find the problem. You want to solve it. I'm also in a multi-level program that really helps save the country. You save on gasoline, and it cleans up the environment. And that's at gaspricerelief.com.
Okay.
It's a different kind of website for a multi-level program that I'm in.
Uh-huh.
And I'm also involved in mentoring others and writing sales letters and sales copy for others. So most of the time of my regular business is run without me. I'm not really required for it.
That's a nice problem to have.
I love it. You know, like you asked me once before, what I do when I get up in the morning.
Yeah.
But when I get up in the morning, it's great. I do my yoga exercise. I meditate. I live in a place that's probably one of the most beautiful subdivisions of Florida. We have a 17-room mansion.
Beautiful.
I have a separate apartment over my 3-car garage, which I have my office in.
Fantastic.
I go out. I take a walk with my dog. I either ride on my bike, take a while. just go talk to some people and then come up to work around 11, 12, see how everything's going, if there's any problems, and then go downstairs. I have a glass room that overlooks the most beautiful, beautiful tropical paradise you've ever seen, and I have my laptop down there and do whatever creative work, speak to my clients that I mentor. I believe strongly in having a mentor. It's helped me. I always have. I mean, right now, Dan Locke is my mentor when it comes to the Internet.
Cool.
There's always more to learn, and that's what makes life exciting.
So how do you go about then? You've got your list. Of course, you go to your list and you mail your list. Now, is this email or is this post?
That's all postal.
Okay.
I also collect names at my website, so I also have an email list as well. And today, the direct marketers who are not using email, the direct mailers, are really missing the boat.